Apologies.
Hello.
Hi, how can we help you?
Dustin Hayes.
Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
I literally have Ben Vereen. I don't know if you remember him. But he, like, I have a recording of one of his concerts, and he's talking to the audience, and they say, you know, hello. And he's like, that's not a St. Louis hello. I want to hear, like, you know, he gets them to get up and get excited and get enthusiastic. And that's basically what Spirit's saying to you. one moment. Let me see how we can be of assistance. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Okay. Yeah. In each moment, there's love to be had. And this is the card of spiritual strength. My friend, this is you. This is you. So, like, this would be Otto. This is the human form. And this is, like, your spiritual self. So this is really, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
Sweetheart, do you know how many cards are in this deck? Hold on. You see all those cards?
Yeah.
Okay. I just pulled the same exact card again. Spiritual strength. So this is about you, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
Yeah, this is really about you opening up to your gifts, to your wealth, to your alignment with spirit, with your alignment with truth. Gosh, I hate to say this to you, but I say it to myself. It's not going to come to you. You've got to open up to it. It's not going to, like, walk. See, this is what I see. I literally see, like, this would be like your guides or your higher self, really, walking down the stairs to come to you. And, like, in a hallway, do-do-do-do-do-do. And they're like, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to open up to receive. And when I say it to you, I say it to myself. Because, honestly, I have great days, I have not such good days, and I have middle of the road days. So, you know, I'm learning this as well as you are. But say your name one more time. It's time to like follow the drill, do your part, expect the best. You know, just open up to God's grace, but to remember your spiritual strength. They're saying that's essential. That's very, very, very important. And I'm just going to tell you the truth because they want me to. So yesterday I had a really very, very challenging day. I mean, I really did, because apparently I was clearing out some old issues. I think that's the background. Can you mute your side? Oh, so much better. So yesterday I had many, many, many challenging issues. And really, I mean, I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to make it today. But what it was it was a teaching day. So they were teaching me things. And I was struggling a little bit. But here's the bottom line. What saved me was opening up. Like, there's truth somewhere. You know, I didn't lose my spiritual connection regardless of what's occurring. So it's about having that desire and that willingness and that determination. And I'm not saying I do it any better than you do, but this is the answer for all of us, to open up to that. That's the exercise of the day. That's the exercise of the day. To not forget your spiritual strength. To not forget who you are. You're a master. I mean, you just are. So the more that you allow that to play. They're showing me like someone playing golf, and apparently in golf, it's like, can we play through, I guess, if they're faster than your little committee is or whatever. Like, can we play through? Can we come through? And that's what they're asking you to understand, to always allow that spiritual strength that you have to come in and play through the circumstances, through your day, through whatever it is that's going on. I mean, I can pull more cards, but I keep getting the same card for you. In other words, the compliment goes to you. The compliment goes to you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Indeed, we have played a good round, yes? We are quite delighted with the progress of your appointments. In other words, do not turn around, but you will find the presence, you will find the stirrings, you will find the next procedures, the next flower beds that are to be laid on the ground. Until next time, we delightfully surround you with our love and our blessings. Namaste.